Track 96. Unit 8. Vocabulary and Listening. Page 80. Exercises 3 and 4. Listen.
I'm Kay Freeman, and I went on the Sonoran Desert Challenge last year. During the 5 days, you learn lots of things, like how to hunt and make a shelter, and what plants you can eat. It was fun, but very tough. So I made this podcast to help people prepare for it. First of all, the challenge is really hard, but it isn't dangerous if you follow the rules. For example, you mustn't leave the group, ever, not for any reason. And you should prepare carefully. You must only take what you can carry in your rucksack, so you shouldn't take things that aren't useful. Forget your mobile phone, because it won't work there. You also don't need a lighter, because the guides will show you how to use a knife to light a fire. So don't forget to take a good knife. Your body needs about 3.5 liters of water a day in the desert. The guides will teach you how to collect water at night, so you must take 4 big water bottles in your rucksack to fill up every day. It's hot and sunny, but you mustn't wear t-shirts because you'll burn. You should cover your body completely and wear a hat. In October, when we were in the desert, the daytime temperature was over 40 degrees Celsius, but at night it was only 13 degrees Celsius, and it felt really cold. That's why you should take a tent and a warm sleeping bag. Maps don't help in the desert because there aren't any roads, so the biggest danger is getting lost. That's why you should always have a mirror and a torch with you. Use a mirror and the sun to signal for help, or use the torch to signal at night. If you do get lost, you should find a safe place and stay there, so the guides can find you. You definitely shouldn't walk around in the hot desert, but don't worry. You won't get lost because the guides are excellent. Have fun!